It would seem that the impetus of all the propers and the readings of today's Mass of this first Friday in the season of Lent, and of course they recall to us the wonderful feast of the Ashes that we have just celebrated a couple of days ago. Also the feast of today, the saint, St. Thomas Aquinas. All of the prayers and propers seem to point to one thing. Do not do things, and of course they're speaking about spiritual things. Do not do things in order to be seen, to be praised, to be lauded, but do things for God to see. And they need to be not only external, which is important, but also, and more importantly, they need to be internal, inside, so that it is our spirit, our heart, and our soul that needs to do penance. It is our spirit and our heart and our soul that needs to show the love of God to Him and then to others as we practice our penitential practices during this holy season of Lent. As I said, today is also, in this rite, the feast of the great doctor and theologian of the Church, St. Thomas Aquinas, whose window adorns our shrine. And it is also to him that almost all the acolytes of our parish are consecrated towards their chastity. This because he was girded by an angel with a perfect gift of chastity. St. Thomas, who was born the son of the Count of Aquino, just north of Monte Cassino, which is also north of Naples, was, of course, the first thing, as soon as he was able to, he was enrolled in the internal school to which other boys were admitted at the school in Monte Cassino. And there he perfected his knowledge of spiritual things as well as began his love of philosophy and theology. And then he went to study at the university in Naples, where many people went to study, especially theology and law. There it is that he came into contact with the sons of St. Dominic de Guzman, and not long after he entered the Dominican order. Now, the Dominican order, being a mendicant order, like the Franciscans, begged for their food and their clothing and their lodging. And so, when his father found out, he was not pleased at all. He would have wanted him to become a Benedictine, and he had it all set up so that eventually he could become the abbot of Monte Cassino. But that's not what God wanted, nor St. Thomas. So, as he was already in Monte Cassino, his brothers got him out for some reason, and they kidnapped him and took him home to Aquino, where they locked him up in his own cell. And among the other things that they did, and for which he is famous, and for which we have a special devotion to him with the acolytes, they tried to dissuade him from being a Dominican, and among other things, they hired a harlot to come and seduce him. And he took a hot poker from his chimney and chased her out. At that moment, angels came and girded him with the belt of chastity, which we still wear spiritually and physically for those who belong to the pious union of St. Thomas for the warfare with the angels. And so today we have so many reasons for which to celebrate. But it's also Lent and also First Friday. So we honor the most holy and most sacred heart of Jesus, and we try to improve our lives and change our lives to the better. Not so that others may see, but so that God may see. So that our lives themselves may be changed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.